Let's begin by reciting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, and it's in page 34 of the Gold Prayer Book. Heyata omone one verse of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha on the same page. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name and merely heard dispel the suffering of the lower realms. Out of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rada samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, rada samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, Raja samugate soha, teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha, teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. So the four mesh bowls on the same page, three times. Let's see. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for him. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig is on page 37 in the Gold Prayer Book. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 worship, praise, and mantra for Green Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tute liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now Geshe-la will lead us in the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer, which is on page 34 in the Go Prayer Book.
So reciting Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer, of course, is a part of the traditions, but reason behind that is to set up positive intentions, positive motivations. I think we do need motivations to do things successfully. The best form of motivation is to altruistic intentions, wish to benefit others, So that's the best form of motivation. In Buddhism, it's called bodhicitta. Bodhi, there's like enlightenment. Citta is the mind that wish for enlightenment. For yourself, sake of well-being of all other beings. So this is, I think, self-centric attitude or intentions cause us so much problems, so when we analyze in our life all the complication problems that we went through in the past, still probably going through, maybe will go through in the future, if we don't change our attitude, self-centric attitude makes you uptight, so tight with yourself. So then, that makes you very vulnerable. Does not bring much happiness. So now thinking about the well-being of other living beings brings you maximum benefit. When we think very carefully, every pleasure or joy that we enjoy in this life is due to the participation of other beings. Without participation from other living beings, there will be zero happiness. There will be no happiness. First, there will be no clothes, there will be no food, there will be no road to drive, there will be no clean air, clean water. No, we don't think. We are so used to that, we don't think that every day that like you could gain so much joy in your heart just simply by thinking, thinking something positive. And not just that, and wishing something positive for others. No, that's the way to bring maximum benefit for your life. Then you become less tight, and next you become more flexible, you become more open, and you become less judgmental. Then finally you realize wherever you look, how we look differently, we look different, we dress different, we speak different language. probably eat different types of food, or we have probably different cultures, different traditions, for different belief. The bottom line, each and every one of us, no matter how we look, how well we educated, and we are all looking for, we are all, nothing excluded, we are all looking for happiness. That's the fact. It's nothing to do with religion, that's the fact. You can ask, go around, ask people, do you want happiness? Everybody probably will say yes. Or nobody will say no. That's a fact. So now based on that reality, how you should think and how you should approach. Will you get maximum benefit if you approach to someone with loving kindness, compassion, or like prejudice or judgment of thought? You don't like to be judged, and until other people don't like to be judged. So therefore, having this power of intentions, altruistic attitude, is the way to bring maximum benefit in your life. Whether you are a believer, not believer, doesn't matter. You know, we are all, at the end, we are all human. We feel, we talk, we think. We get hurt, we become happy. So now based on that reality, what kind of approach that I should implement in my day-to-day life? Should I approach with other, with kindness, compassion? Probably you get benefit. You get benefit. And also like when you see someone's like, someone's hurt, the first thing we don't ask them, are you Buddhist? We don't ask. We ask, are you okay? That shows human nature, we want to help. That human nature needs to be nurtured, nurture, embrace, nurture. That's the best thing to do. That's the best. Then even though you don't believe in anything, it doesn't matter. So you are getting the best out of yourself, and others around you, they are, you know, feel safe. They feel comfortable, they don't feel insecure, they don't feel threat. You know, so you don't believe hurting people, you don't believe, always wish something good for them. That's what you believe. That's why you're trying to practice. That's the meaningful, that's considered as a good life, meaningful life, you know, like happy life, because deep down you always have some kind of peaceful mind that's generated by your thought, your noble thought that you're trying to develop through meditations. And like contemplating on the power of altruistic attitude, then, you know, eventually the amount of joy that you get from this altruistic attitude is like unlimited. So that's why this refuge and bodhicitta prayer is part of the traditions, you know, you say before you start the class. But the reason behind that is trying to set up this noble thought, positive intentions. Okay, so even though you are not familiar with the prayer, you can just meditate. While we say the prayer, you can just meditate. So then try to develop the positive thoughts, okay? Positive thoughts. Sake of your own happiness. Not sake of Buddhism. Not sake of religions. Sake of your own benefits. So then your benefit will reflect to the others that are around you. So they get, you know, also benefit too. That's the way to produce harmonies. Family, harmonious communities, harmonious world, eventually universe. Can you imagine if everybody practices loving kindness? Can you imagine why would there be problem? There'll be no problem. If everybody embraced loving kindness, compassion, simply based on the fact they are looking for happiness, that's all. Not because they are my tribe or they are my team. Oh, we believe in the same political view, nothing to do with it. Simply they are looking for happiness, that's all. Like exactly the way you are looking every single second. Based on this, there's no differences. Everything is sin. Sin. When it comes down on that fact, everything is doing the same thing. The bird, the squirrel, doing the same thing. Minute they wake up, they're going doing the same thing. So that's the, I just want to explain whether you can follow the prayer or not. The point is to develop positive attitude. Okay? Sanje chodan soje chonam la chanjo pardon dani chonje dagi cheje jibe sunamje dola peje sanje dumara sho. The very last line says the benefit. All sentence beef doesn't say benefit only American, only Tibetan. Didn't say. It says benefit all. That's like incredible thought. That is noble thought. You just want to benefit all, so that's good, so that you will get maximum benefit. So now the class gathering here, you just want to dedicate. If there's any positive energy has been created, gathering here, talking, discussing, I want to dedicate that to the well-being of every living being, regardless, Christian, Buddhist, doesn't matter, dedicate, you know. So you are not focusing on the secondary level differences, you are focusing on the fundamental level. Sanje chodan soje chonam la chanju pardon dani dagi chushenji vyasunam je andola penje sanje sanje chodan soje chonam la chanju pardon dani jazunji dagi chushenji vyasunam. Anche tu sei Gesù nel tavolo da mangiare bambi, se da mangiare bambi, se da mangiare bambi, se da mangiare bambi. Oh yeah, so now that's done. So positive, setting up positive intentions. No? So now, any questions? Yeah, probably the oldest questions.
Always questions. Yeah. There's a couple. The first one, if you're ready, Geshe-la, is it possible to be less emotional?
Huh?
For me, emotions seem to arise very quickly. They seem to be based on instinct instead of reason or logic. I read that secondary afflictions like jealousy, excitement, or agitation arise spontaneously with perception based on karma. Does that mean it will take a long time to influence my emotions? What can I do in this lifetime to be less reactive?
The first part,
is it possible to be less emotional?
Okay, it's possible, listen. I think yes, what you say? I think it's yes. Text times. No, you can say, oh, everything changed. No, you can't say nothing changed. That's against the reality. Things change. Yeah, so then like, that's, I think, answer first is answer yes, but you know, like, see, now think about, so this answer is, I say, coming from the teachings, not from me, it's coming from the teachings, you know. In the teaching, what is said, you know, right now, the situation, I'm not talking of your situation, I'm talking of my own situation. My case, I have body and I have mind. I'm not sure in the West, when I say mind, I'm not sure what kind of information you are getting, Or you could, other way, you could say, I physical body, that doesn't talk. I talk based on five senses. And I think. My eye doesn't think, my ear don't think, but I think. So then my nose smells, my ear hears sound, my eye see color shape, my tongue tastes things, doesn't talk. So there's five senses. Me, na, see. And body. There's five. Now there's five. My body doesn't talk. But my body doesn't think. That's very clear. It's clear now. That's very clear. So now something is talking. That's me. You could say a combination of physical body or brain. You could say brain. But anyway, you define based on these physical structures, and then of course five senses. But these are not you. This cannot be you. Five senses cannot be you. Body cannot be you. And there's still we call I, self. That's more complicated. So now that I, no. Oh, I'm happy. I'm not happy. Oh, I was so disturbed by that I. At the moment, in my situation, it's completely ruled by, controlled by my thought. My thought. Is that true? No need to go to psychic. I can just ask myself. Oh, so I'm trying daily basis, trying to gain control over my thought. That is not easy, but it can be, it is possible, but it's not that easy. So trying to gain control over my thought. That's why trying to be mindful. So now, there are three draw. Speech, we talk, body. Buddhism is called three draw. Body, speech, mind. The three draw. Mind, they think. So, then top of that, we grab so tightly on the self. We grab, probably all do. So tightly. If you take a moment, sit back, breathe, relax, and ask yourself questions. How you define self? How you define self? Just think about that. Is it necessary? I think it's very necessary, because you have to understand the identity that you're holding so tight. It's not your ID. That's what you show. If somebody asks you to identify, you show ID. That can be burned. You are still around. No, that's not you. In the Western, in my hometown, nobody has ID. In here, when you come to West, you have ID, passwords, all kinds of things to show. There, you know, there's nothing. So there's nobody show nothing. Nobody asks nothing. So then, very important to ask how you define yourself. Do you have any idea the things that you're holding so tightly? Have any ideas? Yeah, you should have some ideas, because you're holding so tight on that, so that kind of unfortunately generated all this unnecessary stress. So that's why we should get to the bottom of it. We should get to the bottom of that. So that, according to Buddhism, that is the source of all the complications that we go through. All the complications. So now, it becomes almost like habit. You think there's nothing can be changed. It's like, that's just me. There's nothing can be changed. There's ignorance. That's not true. There's no wisdom. Anything can change. Even in the Buddha's lifetime, someone who killed 999 human beings, managed to clean his conscience. Why you think that you have no? Why that we think that we cannot do? Yeah. We have ability to liberate ourselves. Oh. So require no mindfulness and like a lot of contemplations, a lot of analysis is needed. In some cases, total analysis is needed. Otherwise, not reacting to the situations is hard. Does that mean impossible? No, it's not impossible. It is very possible, but it takes effort. No, it takes effort. So here in in America, you are saying that no pain, no gain. It's not really pain, but you know, it's effort. Effort is needed. Without effort, nothing can be changed. You know, so having a wish to eat chocolate chip cookie from the Whole Food, the fresh one, that's not good enough. So probably you need to go or get. Or you may get or you may not get. If you're a little late, power is gone. Or so you know, everything requires effort. Everything. Everything, you know, like without effort, there's no result. There'll be no gain. No gain. Some effort is needed. So a lot of analysis, thorough analysis, contemplation, is mindfulness. These are all needed. Why? Because you want to change. That is very possible. This is very possible. If someone who killed 999 human can change, why you think you cannot change? You can change, certainly change. Oh. So then maybe over time, not like overnight, over time, you may not react right away. So now you are taking a time, you learn how to take a time, and because you're analyzing. Whenever there's situation arises, you're analyzing. And you eventually realize you have moral responsibility to protect your peace of mind. That's your moral responsibility. You eventually realize that. That's the most important things. That's the most important things. Don't you think? That's why we go to work. We do things, we buy house, we are hoping something good, goodness. Your goodness is the most important to protect. That's your moral responsibility. So that you are very much aware of that. Whenever situation arises, moment you rely on disturbing thought, there's a great risk for your goodness. There's a great risk for your goodness. So now, based on that, then you precisely calculate how to approach. No? Disturbing thought, that's why it's called disturbing thought. It disturbs you. It doesn't make you happy. That's why it's called disturbing thought. It disturbs you. When you go to some hotel room, they give you some some sign that you can hang on outside, don't disturb. We need here. When people come, they see, they know that you don't want to be disturbed. That's exactly loving kindness, compassion. It's the sign of that. That's the loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta is that sign, don't disturb, the sign that you're wearing. Then you are not going to be disturbed. Understanding, regardless, as I said, American, Tibetan, monks, lay people, Christian, Buddhist, doesn't matter. You understood every one of them looking for every single second happiness. Oh, that's your foundations. That's called wisdom. That's not ignorance. That's pure wisdom. You are very aware of that. no matter what kind of circumstance, you are trying all your best not to disturb. At least. Plus, you're trying to contribute. When you contribute, what they're looking for, you gain. When you disturb, when they're looking what they're looking for, you lose. You don't want to be around someone who's unhappy, screaming. Yeah, because you contributed to that. Are you happy now that somebody's going out of mind? Are you happy? No, nobody will be happy. Nobody. Even the animal, your dog will run away if you scream. Even those humans, your dog doesn't want to be close. Sense that you are angry. Dog also goes. It takes time, you know, it takes time. Then eventually, that's the way to go. I think eventually, daily basis, you have been thinking and thinking. That's called meditation. The moment you think, you are meditating. You don't need to sit like this, you know. The moment you start to think, then you are meditating. You are assessing. You are assessing. Assessing. Not obsessing. Assessing. Assess. Huh? Assessing the... Heather said, well, Heather said, assessing. Yeah, we have to assess the situation very carefully. You can't just bust. You can't just explode. You are the one who is exploding, so then you are done. So then we assess the situation very carefully. Oh. Arguments and all kinds of things and all kinds of things. Everything can be prevented, but we are not being mindful, then we regret. And then I know we recite the mantra, would have, should have, could have. Would have, should have, could have. It's a little bit too late. Would have, should have, could have. Much better if you be mindful. Much better if you be mindful. You have power to control your emotion. You can control. You don't have to. Express. Experiencing doesn't mean you have to express. Yeah, you will experience because you are not liberated from anger. You will experience anger. Does not mean you have to express. Once you express, then you know, whole situation turns into unpleasant. You know, you don't want to, you see at the airport, you see everywhere, you see in the shopping space, like, everywhere you see, you see people losing patience. Do they look beautiful? No. When they get angry, do they look attractive? No. People just try to slowly move away because you are like, yeah, it's like amount of negative energy they throw out from their anger. You know, nobody like really likes. So like that. That's unfortunate. So then slowly, being mindful, all of that, you know, analyzing, total analysis, and then understanding that you have moral responsibility to protect your goodness, and understanding that not just you, that's, you know, if you think, oh, I'm the only one who's seeking happiness, nobody else, that's ignorance, there's no wisdom. So then this attitude, my way, highway, that attitude needs to be changed, you know. Honestly speaking, because our life driven by that attitude, my case more than now 50 years or close to 60 years. Do I gain anything? Really nothing. So now it's time to change the attitude. So then I think I'm not reacting to the situation right away. Even though the emotion that you may feel, the emotion is kind of spontaneous, I think that very much needed mindfulness. You know, otherwise, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry. Very good question. But, you know, like, mindfulness is very much needed. Mindfulness is very much needed. With the knowledge, moral responsibility, protecting your goodness, knowing that and knowing other people seeking happiness every single second, cannot deny that. That's a fact. Having that wisdom, Yeah, then slowly, things will change, you know, but mindfulness is very much needed. Don't practice the sake of Buddhism, you know, practice the sake of your goodness. That's all. We have every right, and this is our moral responsibility to protect and our goodness and increase our goodness. Without destroying your peace of mind, without destroying other people's peace of mind, it can be done. It can be done. Even though that's not what you're taught. The school always taught to compete, challenge. Or next door business, going out of business, or enjoy, rejoice. Nothing to worry. That kind of attitude doesn't bring happiness. No. So that's why His Holiness Dalai Lama said, the school people probably should start to teach moralities, ethics, loving kindness, compassion. You know, then the kids are the future of the universe. If they grow healthy body, healthy mind, if they see the importance of loving kindness, compassion, and you know, they talk about world peace. First, you have to have peace with yourself. You know? So then I think that's why His Holiness, you know, like, saying it's important to teach, not just, you know, like, how to make money. Also teach how to be happier person, you know? So, yeah, that's very much needed. So, if your neighbor is so friendly, talking so friendly, kind of hello, it makes you happy. You don't know they are Christian or Buddhist, atheist, you don't know. Because you are happy, they are kind people. That's all matters. You know? It makes you. If somebody says, oh, good morning, we don't say, oh, bad morning, we don't say. Because human nature doesn't want to be negative. Somebody say good morning, we say good morning. No? So that we respond to positive things, we respond positively. Negatively, then we respond negatively, not knowing that nobody's winning. That's unfortunate. So, kind-hearted human is very much needed within the family, within the community, within the society, within the countries, within the whole world. Very much needed. Oh. Less people will suffer. Because that person is thinking about well-being of others. So that's why the whole community get benefited. Oh, okay. So then slowly over time change. But you know, spontaneous reactions sounds more like habit. So when it becomes habit, then it's harder to break. So that's why it requires a lot of mindfulness. Huh? Then slowly you learn, you take your time, and you are thinking and experiencing, but decide not to express, and learn how to digest. Okay. Oh, Alexander, thank you very much for translating. People in Patagonia, India. Oh, yeah.
Are you ready for the next question?
Anybody want to contribute something? Anybody want to say, contribute? So, like, sounds more like habit, you know? Sounds more like habit. Oh. Yeah, anybody will speak, so then give me some break.
This is just a comment. I was laughing to myself, Geshe-la, about when I said obsess, and the person said assess, you know, to think about it, to analyze. And I was thinking, I'm often confused between what is assessing and obsessing, which means being on the rabbit wheel of my thoughts, you know. And so it was very helpful to laugh at myself. And I don't know if anybody else has had that experience, but maybe.
Yeah. My pronunciation contributed to that. My pronunciation. My pronunciation.
Yeah, I came to the Kadampa Center, I came to Buddhism because of my emotions.
Mm.
I had like this very, very volatile, very explosive anger.
Mm.
People wouldn't know it unless I exploded on you, right? I was on the verge of losing everything that was precious to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the verge of losing my wife. I was on the verge of losing the trust and love of my children.
Mm-hmm.
Even my dog didn't want to be around me because of my anger. I came to Buddhism because I really needed to get control of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell the guys that I work with in prison that for two years straight, that was my practice, to control my anger, to get rid of it, to diminish it. In fact, the Dalai Lama and the Buddha said that anger is not who we are, that anger is what we have, and therefore we can actually eliminate anger.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, I'm going to test them out on this. You know, I'm going to see if that's true, the scientific method, right? And so I practice and I practice and I practice. And over time, my anger began to lessen. I became aware of when I was getting angry. I began to, as soon as I had the thought of me, why are you doing this to me? I would face that and avert it, right?
Yeah.
As Shantideva says, I did this constantly. I wasn't really sure if it was working, but my wife told me, you know, that it was working. You know, I was doing the discovering Buddhism class and the 2-year course, right? And I was doing that, and if it looked like I wasn't going to come to the Kadampa Center on Monday, she said, aren't you supposed to be at the Kadampa Center? My wife doesn't come here, right? But she knows that this is beneficial. That this not only helps me, but it's helping the family. You know? So I am really hoping, I really believe that, yes, we can. And I know from some experience now that we can begin to get control of our emotions. I also know that we have to do it.
Yeah, no choice.
Yeah, it's no choice. Yeah, we will never achieve our goal of being happy and not suffer if we don't.
Very good, wonderful. Yeah. So now that's very important. Like, so, you know, like, you may not be able to control right away, but you'll be aware. You'll become aware of the situation. Before, you just explode. Now you're being aware of the situation, you are still assessing. React, not react. And there's all kind of thoughts like going on to protect yourself. All kind of thoughts, you know. So then that's very good. That's you be aware. You be aware. Okay? That's very good. Well said, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to add one thing. And Andre, you mentioned it with your wife. One of the things that helped me with this practice is letting others know. Because when I have those mindless moments and the emotions rise and they come out of that mouth of mine, it really helps when someone who I trust and I know who also understands the journey that I'm on, that they can kind of help me like pause when I have those moments that I don't pause. and check in and go, wait a minute. I just reacted rather than responded. And so I felt like letting the loved ones in my life or the people that I know that can help me get better. And so then if they observe that reactionary moment, they could go, oh, wait, pause, breathe, check in. Okay. So I like that you kind of share with your family because it helps, right? They kind of encourage us to keep going. So
yeah, that's very good. Pause, breathe, check in. That's very well said. That's very good. So that should be the mantra. That should be a very, 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 very meaningful mantra. Pause, breathe. Pause, breathe, check in. Yeah, so that's like a practical mantra.
We do have a question from JL on Zoom. So JL, you can go ahead and ask your question.
Thank you. I just wanted to add something that has helped me, and it's like after to deal with emotions. At the moment, it helps a lot to stop and breathe, like that you said. But if you the emotions don't arise like as fast as we think. So if after the fact we kind of remember what made you, for example, angry, right? And we remember what happened, and we kind of meditate on that and analyze how the anger arises. And the more we analyze it, the more we see it's not something that just happens, but it begins to arise, and we recognize how it feels in our bodies, how it gets to our brain. So we kind of deconstruct it, and that way we can recognize when we are just beginning to get angry. And kind of nip it on the butt. And maybe at the beginning, we just stop it externally, like we don't just react. But later on, we kind of allow it also internally to kind of settle down faster because we already know how it begins, how it arises. And I'm not sure if this makes sense. But that's my experience, and that's what has helped me sometimes. So just wanted to add my 2 cents. Thank you.
Is it 2 cents?
Yes, add my 2 cents.
Where's the 2 cents?
Oh, that.
Just joking. Why you're not appear?
Because I'm not on camera. I guess you're like just
okay.
Just.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well said. Okay. Well said. Well okay. said. Well said. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Yeshua.
Yeah. So anybody from online, you can ask question too. You can say something if you want to say. And looks like the question is about like spontaneous emotions and how to stop that. Okay. Yeah, if you want to say something, just jump in. So otherwise, we'll continue. If you want to say something, we can just say probably like Linda will see. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Linda. Next one. So we have a few minutes now.
Okay. Our next question is, does Geshe-la have commentary on his experience with balancing study and contemplation?
Zero. No, you're very clear in the very beginning.
And how a person from the East Coast United States should keep this in mind as they practice. In Liberation of the Palm of Your Hand, the chapter on developing the attitude that diligent practice will cure the illness, it says, excuse me, study anything you are going to practice. And relate whatever you study to your own mind stream. Drumtanpa, the king of Dharma, said the following on the need to combine study, contemplation, and meditation. When I study, I increase my contemplation and meditation. When I contemplate, I increase my study and meditation. When I meditate, I increase my study and contemplation.
Sounds very good.
Yes.
Yeah, well said. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds more like statement.
Well, this student is asking, experience with balancing study and contemplation, especially from a person from the United States or for a person from the United States, balancing the study and contemplation.
Yeah, I don't understand the question. You understand? You understand the question? Do you understand the question?
Do I understand the question?
Yeah.
Well, I think sometimes it can be challenging for Westerners to find a balance.
What kind of balance?
The study.
Oh.
Like, and maybe that's like the physical of coming to class or, you know, that sort of thing. I guess. I don't know who asked this question. And then contemplation.
Should go together. Study, contemplation should go together, you know, can't be separate. It's all for your goodness. Therefore, it should go together. Contemplation, study should go together. Contemplation is like what you study, then you contemplate on that. Otherwise, there's nothing to contemplate. Nothing must, you know, go together. So, but, you know, like as I said, we do mumble the word. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, you know, so we say like, we even say, oh, it kind of hits me. You know, probably the same word before, you're not much thought put in there. All of a sudden, kind of like, it's not the same word. It's not a different word, the same word. In that moment, you are contemplating. That's why, you know, kind of like, I think it should go together, you know. So, like, when you talk about balance, Gijigele has zero balance. By the way, tell person.
Say that one more time, Gastro.
I have no balance here.
No balance? Okay.
Not qualified to talk about balance. Now?
That's all.
Oh, very good. So now... Yeah, contemplations, they're called meditations. What's the other called? Reflections?
Study, contemplation, meditations.
Because of the, I'm used to say these three different words, I don't remember now.
Do you want me to repeat it?
No, they're like, reflection, study, the reflection, then integration. Same like meditation, integration, like, you know, integration, like, so that's well said. So, that's all. So we'll end the class here today. So again, Alexander, thank you very much for translating, and all the people on Zoom and YouTube, thank you very much. And I'm looking at here, but I'm supposed to look there. I cannot see any of you. I see you here. I don't see you here, but I'm looking at you. Probably you are wondering, I'm not looking at you. Actually, I'm looking at you. But... Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. CJ, how are you?
Doing well.
Oh, good news. Okay. This is Lamula. All of you, okay. Well, not much time.
Geshe-la, will we be doing meditation practice today?
It's up to the people. After the people.
I would like to, if anyone else would like to.
We're seeing lots of yeses.
Okay, good. So I don't mind. And yeah, short dedication. Okay, short dedications. So then after that, 5 minutes break, you know, so refresh.
So if you turn to page 246 in the Goal Prayer Book, we'll read the dedication verses from Master Shantideva.
Well, you don't have to stay for the meditation. You are welcome to also, you know, leave, you know, it's okay.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on final repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayer, it's on page 244 and 245 of the Goal Prayer Book. One for His Holiness is on page 244. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then on page 245, the long life prayer for Sarah J. Kenshin Rinpoche Jitsun Wasandalak. The one who masters speech at a very young age, the one with great patience to receive the name Alatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on Listen Void, Lama Ornament of the Yellow Hat Tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then the long life prayer for Lama Zompa Rinpoche on page 244. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanastic Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, save myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And then seven green tar mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo. Long, happy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, take break, 5 minute break, please.
Okay, everyone, I think we're about to start.
Is it possible for you to be aware of your awareness? It's possible? Okay, to just be aware of your awareness. Introduce to yourself your own awareness, and please tell yourself to beware of your awareness. Simjiranshi Vesa, nature of mind. Realism is light. Solemn is clear. Clear light. Nature of mind is clear light. And tell yourself, beware. Beware of that. And see what happens. You're losing the focus, then just repeat the word. Beware of your awareness. Repeat the word. You're losing it. When thoughts rise, simply notice them, don't follow. If you are carried out by your thought, then repeat the word. Beware of your awareness. Or focus on clear light. Think there's your awareness. If that helps. It has to be within. It cannot be outside. It has to be within. or something like mirror, no reflections, zero reflections, mirror with zero reflections, or you could focus on that, if that helps. But it has to be within, should not be outside. Simji Rangshin. Simji Rangshin is nature of mind. Okay? Simji Rangshin is nature of mind. Sim mind, Rangshin is nature. Simji Rangshin is nature of mind. Where Sawam is. It's crystal clear, crystal clear, crystal clear. So now you tell yourself, be aware of that. Be aware of awareness. Get to one more level. So that is like true nature of mind, which is crystal clear. One more level down, it's like mirror. With no reflections. It has to be within. While you're trying to focus or concentrate on that, thought may arise. Simply notice them, don't follow. If you are carried out by your thought, so then repeat the word again, be aware of your awareness, or you could say be aware of true nature of your awareness, which is crystal clear, like mirror. So then concentrate. Okay, we'll repeat this one more time. If thought rise, don't worry. Simple notice them, don't follow. If you are in case, if you carry out by your thoughts, so then repeat the word again. Be aware of your awareness. One level down, nature of your mind crystal clear, one level down, like mirror, concentrate. Mirror with no reflection, concentrate. You are losing your focus. Please repeat the words. Beware of your awareness. Or beware of your true nature of your awareness, which is like crystal clear, like a mirror, no reflections. Concentrate. When the thoughts rise, simply notice them, don't follow. Concentrate till it becomes like clear, still water, means your meditations, till it becomes like clear, still water. Focus on that till it becomes like clear, still water. being there with no concern, no expectations. No worries, no expectations. Worry the relation to the past, worry the relation to the present moment, the worry related to the future, none of that. Zero expectations. Be like clear, still water. All right, sign, that's enough now. Next time I'll find the term Sanjaraji vessel. First you, it's kind of like guiding yourself into the meditation. Now first you tell yourself, beware of the awareness. So then, second level, basically, you're going one more level down, being aware of the true nature of mind, which is like crystal clear. Going one more down, and it's like mirror with no reflections. So they concentrate on that without any worries related to the past, related to the present, related to the futures, no any expectations with that kind of these are the conditions. In order to your meditation become like still clear water. So these are the conditions. Otherwise, these worry expectations makes your meditation like murky water. Doesn't makes your meditations like clear still water. So that's what I mean. Be like clear still water. So then focus there. When the thought rises, simply notice them, don't follow them. In case if you're like carried out by your thought, then repeat the word again, beware of your awareness. One more level down, so then like that, okay? Yeah, so yeah, now I'll stop here. Yeah, thank you very much, yeah, thank you. Thank you. See you next Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Okay.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Kadapa Center. Thank you.